from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Denied.
Both the yeas are 359, the nays are 43, with seven answering present. The motion is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The House rejecting Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene's call for a vote to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. Before the vote, Greene stood on the House floor and read a long list of what she called transgressions, of which she accuses the Speaker.
Whereas Mike Johnson is ill-equipped to handle the rigors of the job of Speaker of the House and has allowed a uniparty, one that fuels foreign wars, tramples on civil liberties, and increases our disastrous national debt.
Johnson says it's time to get back to work.
Hopefully, this is the end of the personality politics and the frivolous character assassination that has defined the 118th Congress.
11 Republicans joined Democrats to kill the motion. The Pentagon is getting some pushback from some Republicans over a decision to pause shipments of bombs to Israel over concerns about how they could have been used in the Rafah operation.
It's important to make sure that we're following the policies. And so we've been having conversations about this. And so we think it's imperative that we do more to protect civilians in the battle space. And that's the real issue.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin before the Senate Appropriations Committee. The cleanup is underway in Michigan, hit hard in yesterday's tornado outbreak.
Chainsaws and wood chippers are buzzing as cleanup crews move in to pick up the debris. A FedEx facility nearby had its entire roof ripped off like a tin can. Some 50 employees trapped inside while this storm rolled through. FedEx telling ABC News that thankfully there were no serious injuries. Alex Pache, ABC News, Portage, Michigan.
Stocks closed mixed today. You're listening to ABC News. For years, scientists have been begging us to save the bees. Maybe it worked.
The Department of Agriculture has determined that in the past 5 years, the country has seen a honeybee population explosion with a million new colonies.
We're getting better tools, better understanding all the time the challenges.
Texas Beekeepers Association Vice President Gary Barber says it's good news for the honey industry and vegetable farmers, but also
anybody that's got backyard gardens is benefiting.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Some current and former BetterHelp customers are starting to get eligibility notices as part of a $7.8 million settlement. In 2023, the FTC charged the online therapy provider with disclosing consumer data that it promised to keep private. A famous element of a classic product is getting slashed.
A Swiss Army knife without the knife. That's what the company behind the iconic multifunction tool says they're working on. Slicing off the sharp attachment of the tool is meant to serve markets that legislate against pocket blades. The English government, for example, is considering a ban on carrying knives in public. But Victorinox, the company behind the gadget, isn't cutting the knife from all its tools. The original bladed Swiss Army knife will remain on sale intact. Mike Dabowski, ABC News.
New CDC rules require dogs entering the U.S. from other countries to be microchipped and to be at least 6 months old with a rabies shot. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.